Hey everyone, this is Danny. Thanks for tuning in on this next episode, number 236. Thank you for taking the time to join me on this one. I pray that it's encouraging and thought-provoking. So, I was very recently just kind of alone praying, and as I was praying, I have all these remembrances of my imperfections, my inabilities to be exactly the person that I want to be, that I desire to be. And we all struggle with those. We all have those issues that are unique and specific to us, though we're not alone in those particular problem areas. Each of us face in some way or another similar issues. And so I find myself very frustrated that I have issues in certain areas, that they seem to linger. And we've talked about this in previous episodes in our requirement of our dependency upon the Lord to be our strength in our weakness, and our continual need to reach towards Him, to keep our eyes focused on Him, especially keeping in mind our weakness, our insecurity, our inability. And so I find myself in this moment praying, and I ask the Lord to increase my righteousness. And I was immediately, it was as though a wall just jumped up before me, that paused me. Nothing necessarily visual or literal, but it was just as though my prayer was stopped. And I felt the question then come to me, can you be any more righteous than you are right now? And I'll be honest, as I was standing there thinking about this, it was as though my breath was taken away. I was hit with such a, that's an interesting question. And as I began to kind of think about that and the implications, I thought of my righteousness in Christ. And, you know, we those of us who are in Christ, those redeemed by Him, this is for those. We come to the table with no thing that we offer by way of righteousness, by way of our righteousness. We simply are made righteous through Christ, through His faithfulness. And we see in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake, Paul said, He made Him, Christ, to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. Now that's a deeply profound and deeply insinuating statement, to become the righteousness of God. And so what I hope to pose to you by way of question and my conclusion, and I hope that this provokes you to thought and to seek the Lord for clarity for yourself and revelation for yourself, is can you be any more righteous than you are right now? And if you are in Christ, then the answer, I conclude, is no. So for me to ask the Lord to make me more righteous, that's, I would argue, an illegal prayer. Not in the sense that I committed some sort of, sin or problem. It was It was revelatory in nature. It is incorrect for me to ask the Lord to make me more righteous. Why? Because I am in Christ, the righteousness of God. How can we become more righteous if we have become the righteousness of God? Now, that in a practical sense, we still have to then contend with, well, what about the question of I am not the person in my mind that I want to be, or the person in my actions or thought life or in my heart that I want to be, that I know that is available to be. Now, these are very real questions and very real issues, and I think fair questions. So what is it then that I should pray for? And I spent some time thinking about this and reaching out to friends to get their feedback and their thoughts. And the conclusion that I feel I'm at now in this question, what should I pray for? And I feel like that the Lord showed me that the prayer should be like to become more like God. Not, and please don't take that in this of this sense of, you know, Satan wanted to rise above God and to ascend to his place of like God. It's, I hope that's not what we hear in this. But our aspiration as Christians, as followers of Christ, is to more embody and to reflect the true nature, person, essence, actions of Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. So for me to better reflect or image forth the trueness of Christ is to be more like God. And when I thought on this, it brought to thought the you know, when Adam and Eve, they're in the garden, and God says that that the man has now become like us, knowing good and evil. There is a evolving. Now, granted, it was through the gate of inappropriateness, through sin, through disobedience. But nonetheless, God does say he has become like us in the way of knowing good and evil. And so there is this reality to becoming like God. There is this path to, though it must be by way of correct order, becoming like God. And so, you know, this it then to me brings up this, you know, further question. Okay, so I am praying so that I can become more like God, so that I can better reflect his trueness, his right image, so I could be a appropriate and accurate image bearer of him. So if righteousness is fixed, if I'm in Christ, if you are in Christ, I believe that your righteousness is sealed. You can be no more righteous than you are, even in face of all of your imperfections. And it's not just a matter of, I spoke with a friend on this, and, you know, if you talk to 10 people, you may get 10 different approaches or conclusions to this. And I've come to accept that not everyone agrees with the way that you understand something, and that's okay. It is important, though, for us to have, you know, counsel in our life that we can discuss and talk with things. It's important, not just in the spiritual component or spiritual realm, but also in the natural. We need people around us, and so one of the places that we saw in a different light is, you know, sure, God may see you through the lens of Christ's righteousness, and therefore you can be no more righteous. But in reality, in the physical sense, you are a flawed, imperfect creature, and your righteousness is not perfect. And so I lean towards this, towards the conclusion that, well, I believe that the way God sees it is supreme over all. So if God sees me as righteous, then despite how my life manifests, he still sees me as righteous. And of course, that's because our faith in Christ, our denying self, following Jesus, giving ourself to his leadership, that has given us access into this life, into righteousness by our faith in what he's accomplished. It's nothing that we bring. Now, many of you, or some of you, may hear this and get a little nervous because it sounds like maybe I'm kind of nudging along this potential for, well, so then if you can be only this perfect righteousness despite your actions, then it sounds like you might abuse grace. And hopefully that is also not something that you hear in this, because if you're in right relationship, there you don't have the, sure, you may mess up and stumble and choose wrongly. If you think in your Christian journey that you don't ever intentionally choose wrong, then unfortunately to say, you're proud and arrogant, and you need to get a fresh look at your own humility. There are times when we all choose to do wrong, and it's not something that we kind of brush off or try to push under the rug. This is something that you must face head on. But remember that it's not something in your own strength you have the ability to correct. We bring it before the Lord. We acknowledge it. And we, in the sense of repentance, you know, ask the Lord for strength to overcome that which he has already given us the ability to overcome. So this is important, but it doesn't enable us to live however we want. It's, I believe, very freeing to realize that even in my broken state of imperfection, I can be no more righteous than I am right now in Christ. Now, again, it doesn't change the reality that, oh, I'm well aware that I am far from the person that I want to be or desire to be or envision. Perhaps that is an issue of holiness. Maybe it's not, I definitely believe it's not an issue of righteousness as I'm concluding here in this revelation, but maybe more so an issue of holiness. Maybe we can grow in holiness, or maybe it's in Christ, we are as holy as we can be. I don't have the answer to that. That's still a process of journey, of discovery that I'm going through. But perhaps the issue of growing in holiness is something that we can explore. So this isn't meant to just create more questions. This is meant to, I hope, to cause you to think and to chew on ideas and concepts. You know, bring it to the Lord. If you feel like it challenges your paradigm, I'm glad. I feel a grace to point things out in our thinking, in our Christian paradigm, and hopefully that it provokes you to, what does the Word of God say? What is the Holy Spirit speaking to me to better reveal God's Word, both written and spoken, to me in my Christian journey and my life with Him and intimacy and nearness to God? So I'm hoping that this provokes you. I'm hoping that it encourages you to realize, you know, wow, that's exciting to think that I am as righteous as I could ever be. That is encouraging. I hope that it modifies, transforms maybe the way you pray or interact with God. Not to become too rigorous that you try to avoid certain words or language. That's not what prayer is meant to be. But I do think that when you can more appropriately communicate your true heart, or when you can better communicate or better understand what you're asking, I think that's good for us. It's good for our spiritual development and journey. So I guess I will leave it with this, just hopefully thought-provoking, hopefully encouraging, and it pushes you, drives you into deeper in God's Word and in dialogue with Him. So thank you for being with me on this one, and we will see you on the next one. God bless.